Hello, GWA, and welcome to Arts and Crafts with Foxy. I am going to be making a prop, I suppose, that I think will be useful in continuing my recording career here on GWA. I have started to feel the limitations of needing my hands to fuck myself is the very simple aspect of it, of needing to hold a dildo and thrust it inside of me when that's what I want. I need some way to better simulate being fucked. So, I am going to make a little mount that will live on my headboard. Will not live there, but be able to be attached to, and actually, the baseboard of my bed, because that's a more appropriate height. Anyway, yay, ramble fap. Okay. A while back, when I moved out of the dorms into my first apartment, I got myself my first, and since then only, bed frame. And, you know, played it off that I enjoy the wrought iron thing, but really what it is that my bed frame is made of metal bars that are useful to grab onto, or to tie someone to, or handcuff someone to, or... I got this bed because I foresaw and hoped for many, many kinky experiences in my life. And it has been pretty damn good so far, if I do say so myself. A very useful bed frame. So right now what I'm thinking is, because there's this wrought iron scroll work at a pretty reasonable height for holding a cock to fuck myself with, I am going to make just a little bit of a holder for that out of cardboard real quick, and put a dildo in that, put the cardboard up against some of the iron scroll work. It's a little bit too wide itself for it to hold the dildo, but that's what the cardboard is for. Put some tape down. I've got painter's tape here. I don't want to go straight for duct tape yet until I kind of know how everything is going to fit and know, well, it would probably leave a residue on my bed frame, and I don't really want that. So we'll see if the painter's tape can hold up to fucking me. And then we'll see if I, in fact, chose the right height. Well, we'll start here. I'll get on my hands and knees. Oh, actually, this is probably best done if I actually use this dildo. And I'm gonna back up and put my feet through some of these bars so that I can get my ass right up against that baseboard. Oh, I wonder how much you can hear that, because the microphone is up next to the headboard while I'm back here on my hands and knees, currently just thrusting into nothing. So how do I want to do this? Let's see what happens if I work this into myself. And then get back on my hands and knees and see if I can kind of prop this somewhere and see where it wants to sit. So that is approximately where I thought it was gonna be, which is in this little in this little crevice. Oh, look at that. Right between some iron bars. So, what I need to do is take this cardboard and cut out. I just have a cardboard square. It's about 5 inches square. cut out a hole in the middle that will be wide enough for this cock to go through, but the shaft to go through, but not the flared base. This is a very nice dildo that I think is intended, or not intended, but can be used with harnesses, strap-on harnesses, and so it has that base. Cutting a hole in the middle of a piece of cardboard without weakening the whole thing by cutting straight through it is a little bit difficult, but I think I'm managing. Using just the tip of the scissors. Hole. Let's see if it's wide enough. It's not, and that is hilarious. Hole is not wide enough to fit this cock. Goes to show you what how good my size estimation eyes are. Yes, of course, baby, that is 7 inches. It's even worse because I'm trying to do these like just a little bit wider. Okay, how about this? That seems to go over. Yes! Oh, that was actually kind of perfect and kind of super hot to watch this cock slide through this hole. Oh. Oh, now I have a dildo through a cardboard base. So now, go over to my baseboard, reach around and feed this through that spot I found. The cardboard is of course plenty wide enough to hold it against the iron bars, I guess, but it does need some securing, so painter's tape. And where should I put this? And to the bottom. Well, I'll do a couple of vertical. I was thinking that rather than, oh, I could cut that cardboard shape of the bars around this spot. Well, let's make sure we can test it and make sure it's the right height first. Wouldn't want to stick something in place that didn't please me. So there's one side. Will be stopped by the baseboard itself. My butt will hit that and not be able to do more, so. Still gonna see about making an extra, wrap of tape there that hopefully will keep everything so silly sticking out there like that, but you're gonna see what happens when I try to back myself onto it. And let me get, there we go, a little bullet vibe for helping out here. This is, since that's usually a nice friend to add to a dildo experience, so I'm not even using, I'm not even looking back, I'm just myself back towards my baseboard, and then suddenly there's, fuck, the feeling of a cock that I'm not controlling, pushing into. I realize I'm not narrating this well, but it is really nice after a little while of just having to rely on myself to masturbate, to back onto and feel a cock pressing into, like, into my ass cheeks and then sliding under in between and pressing against my pussy. Well, now, let's get my hand there to guide it to the right spot. Yeah, here's where that tape is gonna be important, because the effort of getting this inside of me is pushing back against the, because the effort of pushing this into me is pushing back against this stand that I created. So let's see the best way to do this. Maybe if I back up more. Oh god. Oh, this cock in me. Oh no, I can feel all the tape going. No! It's just poking at my pussy lips. And I'm getting just the tip. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Don't. Don't bust tape. Hold on against, the power of my fucking tight cunt as I try and back myself onto this big thick cock. Oh, that's what's happening. I can feel I'm getting some inches in, but it has let loose from the back, and is just sliding back as I push into it. So, okay, we're gonna need some more reinforcement to thrust back against. That's alright. We can do this. Yeah, that. Look at that ripped tape. Okay. We need something better than tape. Or I need to cut this to the actual shape of the bars so that I can tape it around the bars in a stronger fashion. Is that correct? I think that is. So, actually, probably the way to do, undo all this silly tape I just made. Hooray, painter's tape. That, I mean, this is why this worked, right? Or, it's part of why this didn't work, is because I'm using bad tape. And then, let me find a pen. I can make marks on this cardboard as to where it should be cut. Oh, wow. Huh. Wish I could share with you the wetness on the end of this cock, because, cut there, and cut there. Okay. Now let's put the marker away, before I sit on it and get permanent marker all over my ass. And take this mount out and cut along these lines. And let's make sure not to accidentally cut the base of my dildo while I'm at it. I mean, I could take it out from here, but at this point, I'm... one side. Feed this through. And that matches these bars exactly. And so I should be able to wrap tape around in a much more certain way. And man, I wish I were a rope person. I would have rope around and could do this. But let's see if I can provide enough layers of tape to hold up against, I guess, the might of my tight pussy. No matter how much force is backing up against this, I want it to hold. One layer of tape on every, reinforcing every side. There is another light. On the left. So I've got this all taped up now, and I just grabbed this dildo and started pushing it back, and it's taking that pretty well. You know what? Just to be sure, I'm going to put one more layer of tape on every single bit of this, and then we're trying again, because doing that got me really wanting to try this. There's another layer there. And I'm at the end of my roll of tape, so that's good. Last bit of tape here. Holding the top piece. I'm gonna need to get in the habit of throwing my bathrobe over this though. Just in case anyone coming into my room is like, what is this piece of cardboard with a hole in it taped to the foot of your bed? Oh, it's gonna be so obvious. Well, we'll see about that. Okay. Let's try this again, shall we? Oh, it's starting to look less ridiculous and more just like, God, I want to sink myself back onto that. Turning around. Feet through the bars. Oh, that's secure enough that I can just kind of rub my pussy with the head of it back and forth. Before pushing back a little bit more, getting it. I might need to widen my legs a little more. No, that's the right amount. Sorry if I'm not speaking in complete sentences. busy getting fucked from behind, or being teased about getting fucked from behind. Come on. I feel like some part of it let go. I'm not looking behind me, I'm just fucking working with my... my pussy. Please fuck me. Quit teasing me and fuck me. So did that, it did. Oh, I pushed... Okay, the cardboard is in place now, but I totally pushed the dildo out behind it. So I am gonna need some sort of... Jesus Christ! Okay, we're almost there. Alright, let's resort to... Closest thing I have to rope is a rope belt. And it's pretty thin. So let's see, I would need to go across the back of this cock base and secure it in here. So if I do that. Bottom. Oh, none of you can see. You don't know what I'm doing. That's fine. This goes around up like this. So that keeps. That has several layers holding it in. It's also creating a base of rope that. Who knows what I'll think of that. Twine those around and put a knot in my belt here at the top. Alright, one more time. That was not too bad of a pause for arts and crafts. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's that fucking resistance I was looking for. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh, this is everything I wanted. I'm able to fuck back against this, and... Oh, maybe it could be a little bit higher. Oh, that's too bad, because I've cut everything to be perfect for here. Oh, maybe I need to put my legs out a little wider then to lower my ass some. Oh, god, I don't want to stop this, though. Oh, can I adjust myself without... taking this out of me? I don't think so. Okay. In the future, maybe I need to put the microphone up against this because it's making such wonderful noises. Popping in juiciness out of me. Okay, wider legs. Fuck. Oh, I just sunk back onto that and now, fuck, I'm rocking back and forth onto it. This is everything I wanted. See, now my hands are free. I mean, right now my hands are gripping my sheets in pleasure. Fuck. But I can just rock back on this and fuck myself. And that means that I could... Secrets of GWA here, I could hold my phone with a script on it here in front of me. And read a script about being fucked from behind. God. Fuck. Oh, now remember I said I was getting this little bullet vibe. Oh, reach back now. Rub this on my clit. Oh, fuck. This isn't gonna take long. This is so fucking good. Let's see if I can make some pounding noises for everyone and for me. Oh god, and having my baseboard hit up against my ass. Oh god. Fuck. Oh god. Fucking hell. Oh god. Oh god, fuck me. Oh, I'm gonna stop now. fucking hell. Oh, I need to build up stamina for this. I'm not used to this. Oh, propelling myself with my fucking arms and oh my god. Oh, success! Fucking hell. Oh, I have succeeded at figuring out how to fuck myself face down, ass up. I can add this realism in the future if I do audio that involves being fucked from behind. I can actually back myself up against a cock and slide it into me and make those noises real. Fuck. Ha ha. I think that's all I have time for today. It took me a while to get this up and running. Oh. Let's see if I can manage to get that noise, that wet noise of a wet pussy smacking closed after being filled with cock. It's quite far from the mic, so I don't think it'll be picked up, but just in case, I'll be very, very quiet. Let's turn over and look at that cock and see. Oh, it's glistening. Well, and did I get any? Doesn't look like I got any bodily fluids on the rope here holding it in place. And I can just undo the rope. Okay, rope belt is free and seemingly unscathed. And then, oh, this cardboard is gonna get soaked. That is the downside. Uh-oh. I mean, well, maybe if I get a tissue, I'll kind of mop that up first. That leaves a little bit of fuzz, but this is, you know, going to get washed anyway. And then push it back through the hole, and there we go. Now there's it's like a little triforce of cardboard and tape on my baseboard. Oh, wow. Thank you for joining me for that experimentation. That's it for now, I guess. Good night.